You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
And on another rainy afternoon in Eastern Iowa, we come your way here on the Gym Class program on KGYM, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at dupaco.com. You can also find out more by going to our website at kgymradio.com. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes joining me. Ben on the other side of the glass. Good show for you. We will discuss last night's first round of the NFL draft and your specific teams out there. Midwest teams. What to look for coming up in rounds two and three tonight. We'll have those for you beginning at 6 o'clock, just ahead of the first pick of round number two. That'll be coming up tonight for you on all of our frequencies here on KGYM. And if you're curious, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have the opening pick of tonight's second round, followed by the Minnesota Vikings and the Tennessee Titans in that order, unless there is a trade. And there were trades plenty last night. A very historic draft, if you will, on several fronts last night. We'll talk about that. May kick around as well, talking about draft choices and your favorite teams and whatnot toward the back half of the program. Best draft choices and worst draft choices for your team. Drake Relays, a Friday at the Drake Relays. Day number three officially. First big day of competition, and they are dodging raindrops over there at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. We'll get you up to date on that as well coming up today. 319-366-1600, that is the text line, 319-366-1600. Coming your way, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scott.
You made it through all 32 picks last night.
I did indeed, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I'm usually not a big NFL draft guy, but there was enough local, so to speak, interest to keep me going between Trevor Penning and Tyler Linderbaum and Breece Hall. Two out of the three were taken. I have to imagine Breece Hall will be taken fairly quickly. Tonight, we'll see. We got a poll question on that subject we'll offer you later, but a lot of interesting stuff I thought happened last night.
Yeah, a lot of interesting stuff. And first of all, we speculated, and a lot of people also weighing in that last night could be a strange night, and it was, because you had the most trades in the first round of an NFL draft. So you kind of had that going. And I think several reasons for that, the biggest being that this was a draft that had a lot of good players and maybe borderline great players, but not your franchise players. At least we think going in, there weren't a lot of franchise players. Now, who knows, in two or three years, that could change. I mean, some of these guys could be instant Hall of Famers. We'll have to wait and see on that. So that you're going to, okay, we can trade and we can get this guy three picks below where we are at, or, you know, or we really want this guy. Okay, let's give him a third and a fourth to move up, or whatever the case may be, if you've got extra draft choices stuffed away out there. And that's what we saw last night. Most intriguing stat of the night, though, had to be the fact that history was made. Five of the 11 starters for the National Champion Georgia defense, first-round draft choices. The one gentleman whom everyone thought would be a first-round draft choice wasn't drafted. And there are two that aren't draft eligible that are basically sure number one draft choices next year. So you're looking at a defense that is going to have seven number one draft choices starting for it last year for Kirby Smart in Georgia. And there may be even more. It's unprecedented. It has never happened. They were talking about that last night on the radio broadcast. Hope everyone enjoyed that. That, I mean, there was no doubt that was, you know, that's the best defense that has ever been put on the field in college football, talent-wise, anyway, the one that Georgia had last year.
Quite remarkable. And also noteworthy, only one quarterback taken, Pickett to Pittsburgh, and six wide receivers taken in the first round. That was our poll question yesterday, and it landed right at six, unless I missed someone. So the record was seven, I think, right?
Well,
it was a record six.
Six, I believe.
Yeah.
Seven would have broken the record.
A lot of defensive players, a lot of offensive linemen, including a couple from the state of Iowa. Now, listen, the Bears didn't make a pick, my Bears. It was an awful night. In my mind, I mean, Detroit picks up Aiden Hutchinson, the best edge guy in the draft, arguably. And then comes back and gets the best wide receiver in the draft, Jameson Williams.
And did it from a trade with Minnesota.
Yeah, moved up 20 picks. I know Williams was injured in the national championship game, but that guy's got enormous talent. And then you got the Packers. Many of you Packer fans wanted a wide receiver. But the defense needed help, and they got two really quality players on defense. I think the linebacker from Georgia, right?
I think they're both from Georgia.
One. Yeah.
I think they're both from Georgia. As a matter of fact, they are. Yeah, Devontae Wyatt and then Quay Walker.
Yeah.
In there for the Green Bay defense. That's going to help. That's going to help the Packers, no doubt. But I thought the NFC North did get better last night. And there's a little bit of pressure on your Bears, I think, tonight. I think there's some pressure on the Minnesota Vikings as well. And yeah, a lot of Viking fans not happy today with what the Vikings did last night, especially with that trade.
Yeah, Minnesota has an early pick in the second round, as you outlined. The Bears have a couple, I think, in the second round. A lot of good players available, including the aforementioned Breece Hall. I don't expect, even if he's there, for the Bears to go after another Iowa State running back, but we'll see. Bears have many needs. I don't know which direction I would go, but we'll see tonight. By the way, on Breece Hall, you got to believe he's going to be a fairly early selection off the board tonight. Where will Breece Hall be taken in the second round? Within the first five picks? Pick 6 through 15, or later than the 15th selection. You can go to KGYM Radio and vote in the poll question brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement, Highway 1 West in Iowa City, where Steve Anderson has his office.
He may be numero uno tonight for Tampa Bay. They reportedly in the market for a running back, did not have a pick in the first round. Couple of tidbits here from Josh Edwards from CBS. Second draft in the last 20 years that only one quarterback has been taken in the first round. The other was 2013 when EJ Manuel was the only quarterback taken in the first round. Latest a quarterback has come off the board since Mark Jim Druckenmiller in 1997.
Oh boy.
Yeah, what's Jim Druckenmiller doing these days? First draft with multiple top five defensive backs since 1997. And the first time since 1991 and only the second time in the draft era that the first five selections were all defensive players. And, of course, as I mentioned, the first five and the first offensive player was a lineman. The lineman out of North Carolina State. Trayvon Walker did go first, with Aiden Hutchinson falling to the Detroit Lions at the second spot. Derek Stingley Jr., the corner, number one corner out of LSU. Sauce Gardner went fourth, and Kayvon Thibodeau went fifth. So he felt he was the Thibodeau last year was consensus going into the season top guy. He fell.
Mm-hmm.
and then kind of made a bounce back in the last couple days of the draft, and the Giants took a leap of faith with him, knowing they were going to get, the way it worked out, drafting at number 5, if they took Thibodeau, tried to get an edge-rushing guy, they knew that if they stayed at 7, they were going to get one of the top 2 tackles. So I thought the Giants did a good job last night.
Both New York teams did fairly well, and I think Detroit came out very, very well. By the way, Jim Druckenmiller, he was on the roster of a couple NFL teams, threw one career touchdown pass, got in some legal trouble, and now is in business in Memphis.
Was he a Bear?
He was not.
Okay.
49ers, Dolphins, Colts, in addition to the LA Avengers.
How can you forget about that?
Memphis Maniacs.
How can you forget that? 86-99, thank you for answering the question, he said. When was the last time only one quarterback was taken in the first round and then so late? Matt Fairfax, Chiefs should go after David Bell tonight if Pickens goes early. Yes. Did not get Deebo Samuel. I was wrong on that one.
Well, they got another good Purdue player in George Karloftis last night. I think he's going to be really good for your team.
I liked what the Chiefs did. I liked what the Chiefs did. Karloftis, they went with the more consistent of the three big pass rushers that were left. Instead of the two Big Ten players, the other two Big Ten players from Minnesota and Penn State, probably a little bit more flashy, but not quite as consistent. Cajun Troy, good to read and hear from you today. Who Dat Nation loves offensive linemen from Iowa. Of course, Trevor Penning going to the New Orleans Saints to protect Jameis Winston next year. Good stuff. I thought a good pick by New Orleans. I had Penning. I thought he'd go a little bit earlier, but still not bad. I think he went 16 last night. So, nope, check that. He went 19 to New Orleans.
And you got Tyler Lindenbaum going to number 25 to Baltimore. And the thing that really strikes me, and Mike Kloss's article that is posted online will appear in the paper tomorrow, I presume, struck a chord with me. You've got two guys who grew up 10 miles apart in Tyler Lindenbaum and Tristan Wirfs. Yes, the wrestling video is out
that
there.
That was awesome. Except for, I hate how they captioned it. 1A, what was it, class? Iowa 2A state. That wasn't state. It was a dual tournament.
Solon Beef Day's got to mention as well.
Why wouldn't it?
But those two guys, 10 miles apart, they grow up. And then you got Trevor Penning, who went to a small school, Mason City Newman. He celebrated last night in Clear Lake. Last year, the Buffalo Bills took Spencer Brown in the 3rd round. He's from where? Lenox? Small town, Iowa?
Yep.
And I think it's been proven more times than not. Iowa in particular has taken these, guys that have wrestled, maybe small town, maybe not, developed them into NFL caliber players. You don't need to go to Chicago and elsewhere to pick up a good offensive line prospect.
You need a guy tossing.
Just take the rural roads.
You need a guy.
Take the rural
roads.
Yeah,
you need a guy tossing hay bales at Solon Beef Days. That's what you need. Like Wirfs and Lindenbaum and the rest of them out there, those offensive linemen, those big hogs.
It's pretty striking to me, really.
There you go. Cajun Troy, very happy about the Penning pick out there. Razorback Dale, Patriots pick was very strange. Yeah, we got it last night. That was kind of one that's a typical Bill Belichick pick at 29. Guy that was thought of as a third rounder, but Cole Strange from Chattanooga jumping up into the first round and probably will be an all-pro in 3 or 4 years if it takes that long. Patriots have a way of doing that. Also on the text line at 319-366-1600, 5786, a big Philadelphia Eagle fan, loved what they did on day one, getting the big anchor in the middle of the defensive line. And then going after A.J. Brown, a couple of big trades last night with veteran wide receivers as Philadelphia brings in A.J. Brown to help out their receiving core for a playoff team from last year. So, yeah, I think the Eagles did very well last night in the draft. A lot of teams, I think, that drafted, not everyone obviously drafted last night, but getting Jordan Davis, going to be very, very good in the middle of that line. 6'6", 340, and can move big time. He's going to help things out. You need a run plugger in the middle.
He'll plug it.
Chris Olave. Troy, what do you think about Chris Olave coming in as well? As she sends us another beautiful picture of Ambrose. Thank you, Troy. Grandbaby. 319-366-1600. Coming up on 321, we'll get you an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. We'll let you know what's happening at Drake before that as well. So you had Linderbaum and Penning going. Breece Hall does not go. No running backs went in the first round last night. Not a big shock. Like I said, I think you're going to see Breece Hall go early. If I have to answer the poll question on my own, I think Tampa could. Vikings running back.
They got Cook. Come on.
Yeah, I know. I don't think they need a running back. Tennessee, no. Not with Derrick Henry. Giants, Saquon Barkley. Houston, definitely. I think if he doesn't go to Tampa, I think Breece Hall goes 5 to Houston tonight. So I'm going to answer 1 through 5.
Got Kenneth Walker in the mix there as well, the Michigan State running back, who's, I don't know if he's neck and neck with Hall, but he's close second.
They're 1A and 1B.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. And, yeah, second and third rounds coming up tonight. And I think we're going to see more trades, too, tonight. I think we're going to see more wheeling and dealing. And, again, I think we may see, as a Chiefs fan, I think we may see the Chiefs move up again tonight to get a wide receiver. They got the two defensive guys they needed. They needed a corner, needed a edge rusher. Check, check. And I think they go after a wide receiver. And I would not be unhappy if David Bell ends up in Kansas City.
No, I wouldn't either.
Or Chicago. Where are the Bears picking tonight, Mark? There they are. You got 39 tonight. So you don't have to wait long tonight. You got to wait 7 picks tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And what do the Bears go after?
Best available.
Just whatever. Offensive lineman?
Offensive lineman. I think they still need to address receiver. Anything defense these days, especially the defensive backfield. So be interested to see what happens there. Gage and Troy says the Saints will be a good team next year. We needed a good wide receiver and offensive lineman.
Check, check. Olave is going to be fine. He's going to be doing very, very well. 1960, who told us yesterday the Lions would do well. Love what they did by jumping and getting the number 12 pick ahead of the Packers.
Yep.
I'm with you. I thought the Lions were, in my opinion, I thought Detroit, and I hate the word, I hate to use the phrase won the night, because we don't know. I mean, we don't know until 3 or 4 years down the line how this draft is going to play out. But
They're coming. The Lions are.
You got to be happy. And I'm not so sure that you're liking the Detroit
I hated
ascent
it.
Right now.
I hated it. I mean, Hutchinson goes, played at Michigan, goes to Detroit. Perfect fit for him, even though he wasn't the overall number one pick. And we talked about the wide receiver who's, you know, if he recovers, dynamic. Mm-hmm. Can the quarterback get the ball to him?
That's the question. Well, Jared Goff's got an arm. It's sometimes not quite as accurate as other times, but we'll see. We'll see for Detroit.
Tonight's when you make hay, I think.
Yeah, second and third round is where you make hay. These are big picks. Big picks coming up this evening. 95-65, thank you for weighing in. And as a Vikings fan, I hope they get rid of Cousins. Whether Malik Willis is out there.
It's a big contract.
From Liberty. And I know listening to the radio coverage and Mel Kiper as well saying that they were surprised that Malik Willis did not go in that first round last night. Dual threat quarterback as he is in this day and age of the National Football League. He's going to go early tonight, though. He's going to go early. Who gets the quarterback tonight, Mark? Is it the Vikings at number the second pick tonight of the second round? Minnesota go out and get a Willis?
No, I don't think so.
Don't think so?
No.
They're tied into Cousins? You're going to burst the balloon?
And that's a big contract.
95-65 on the text line? You know what I thought was really cool last night for Tyler Linderbaum was the fact that he had, you know, not only his immediate family with him last night, but also most of the coaches that had a part, that played a big part in everything he did at Solon. Blake Williams, Kevin Miller, Keith McSweeney from the athletic director and baseball coach at Solon. A lot of people over there, and that was neat to see last night. But I keep picturing in my mind that everyone around the country is thinking that the state of Iowa's 2A state championship wrestling match was in the corner of a small gym.
It's not going to let the facts get in the way, right?
You could have put a better caption on there than that. Come on. Come on, ESPN. You're better than that. How many other times have number one draft choices wrestled one another?
I don't imagine many. Well, Wirfs when he was drafted.
Wow. Between Wirfs and Linderbaum.
Yeah.
Out there. Yeah, Vikings are stuck with Kirk Cousins. We have a couple of folks on the text line saying that. Cyclone Tim, who is a Vikings fan, they have to weigh how good or bad last night's trade down was depending on who they pick. True. To a certain extent, but boy. If Williams is as good as I think he's going to be, that's going to be tough. That's going to be tough. I like Sign, though, the safety they got. But they have Harrison Smith back there. Not getting any younger, but still good player. Good player back there. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class. Looking ahead to rounds 2 and 3 of the draft. You can hear that tonight beginning at 6 o'clock, just ahead of the first pick of the second round by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers tonight. All of our frequencies tomorrow as well. I believe at 11 in the morning, it'll be the final day of the draft. Rounds 4, 5, 6, and 7. And then we'll start to hear free agency signings and whatnot for Iowa, Iowa State, and UNI players. And other players from the state of Iowa. Perhaps.
Yeah, that'll come on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Most likely.
Most likely Sunday. Start maybe to hear a few on Saturday night, but mainly those will come out on Sunday.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's a better route to go, to be quite honest with you. You can take a...
Especially if you're going to be a seventh rounder.
Right. Pick and choose where you're going to go and et cetera, out there. Drake Relay is going on. We're going to get back to the draft coming up here in just a little bit. Just to let you know what is happening on a wet day at Drake Stadium in Des Moines, although the rain stopped there a little while ago. Top three performances from local athletes today. Let's start on the boys' side. Congratulations to Iowa City High. They were the champions in the distance medley relay for the boys today. 110 hurdles, Cole Becker of Lisbon finishes up in second. Eric Lucas of Iowa City Liberty came home in third. In the 800-meter relay, the 4x2 for the boys, Cedar Rapids, Washington finished up in the third spot. Boys 100, Miles Thompson of Cedar Rapids, Washington, finishes as the runner-up in the 100 today. On the girls' side, the girls' 800-meter relay, the 4x2, it was Anna Wiedemeyer. Or no, check that, the 800 run. I'm sorry, the 800-meter run. Wiedemeyer of City High finishes up in third. In the sprint medley for the girls, Western Dubuque edged out Cedar Rapids Prairie and Dubuque Wallert. They finished 1-2-3, MVC sweep right there. And in the girls' discus, Mark, English Valley's sophomore, Kennedy Axmere, wins it. Little Duke's family blood.
Be my niece.
Yeah. How about that?
Her grandpa called me just a few minutes ago. Yeah, he's a longtime listener.
Hello.
I'll give him a hard time after the show. Yeah, quite a deal because Kennedy was not. She was on the borderline of making the field
A
week ago. And then uncorked a really good throw and obviously had a terrific day today.
Yeah, so congratulations to her. That is terrific. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here in the gym class on KGYM. As typical Drake relays weather, says Cajun Troy. Hey, it's not snowing today, so that's good news because they've had that in the past several times. All right, with more on everything going on locally, et cetera, we turn it over to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. Emil's will be opening in about a half hour at 4 o'clock. Stop on by. Check him out online at emilshideaway.com. Located on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall next to Home Depot and behind the Taco John's.
Iowa baseball tries to continue its good run, beginning a series against Nebraska. That coming up, probably first pitch just happened. That was supposed to be a night game. Got moved up because of weather concerns right now. 3:30 first pitch scheduled, so that game likely underway. Major League Baseball, nothing on the scoreboard right now. Everything tonight. But the big news, Trevor Bauer suspended 2 years related to a domestic violence case. 2 years for Trevor Bauer. And finally, prized portal prospect.
PPP.
That's an alliteration, Scott.
Yeah, that's very good.
Fardaz IMAC has decided to go to Texas Tech. Iowa was among the five final schools, although I don't think this young man visited Iowa. I could be wrong about that. But he has chosen Texas Tech. And will be a good one for him. 6'11 out of Utah Valley.
Yeah, and remember Josh Ogundele is coming back.
Right.
At 6'11, as far as Iowa basketball is concerned. And Hawks still in the market for another big, a 6'11 player. You can't have enough point guards, you can't have enough bigs. So if you get another 6'11 guy, that's fantastic. If not, then you got a Ogundele, who I think that can fit the bill. If Mulvey comes around a little bit more this year, gets a little bit more playing time, that'd be terrific for Iowa, like we talked about yesterday. If you missed it, podcast available at kgymradio.com, Apple, and Spotify. Just check out Jim Class. And for Iowa, you get a Ogundele in there. You got Rabracha coming back as well. There are a lot of teams in worse shape inside than I think Iowa is right now. But they can get another 6'11 guy. They can get another 6'11 guy in there. And, yes, Iowa baseball just underway right now with the Nebraska Cornhuskers over in Lincoln. We're going to take a break, come back, get your weather update and more, and more draft talk. May take some texts and calls about your team and not only how you felt they did this year. Thanks for all the texts so far in the program today. But, maybe dig into drafts past. Always like to think back on best guys, worst guys that your team has taken. I know my worst. That's not a real big deep dive. But at any rate, we might get to that before 4 o'clock today as well.
Do you share a first name with Brommelkamp?
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, they have the same initials. They have the same initials out there. Hey, before we get to a break, let's do this. Let's go ahead, and we've got one more pair of passes to the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library here, Mark, and the terrific, terrific exhibit. George Halas, the former player, coach, and owner of the Chicago Bears, co-founder of the NFL, and he's got the Gridiron Champs, George Halas, and the Chicago Bears exhibit. A lot of great things from his personal collection. That is at the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library. Stop on by. It is there until November the 6th, and we've been giving away some tickets all this week. You get some National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library swag in there as well.
And Packer fans are eligible, right?
They are eligible.
Yes.
And welcome to call in. Viking fans, Lions fans, now that you are, you know, you're a big player in the NFC North, you can go see it as well. Or anybody who likes AFC teams, you can do that as well. Caller 6-319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Go ahead and give us a call. We'll let you know who our winner is coming up.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we are going to have some periodic showers and storms through the day today. When it's not raining, it'll be cloudy and breezy with a high temperature around 60 degrees. Later on tonight, we'll have some showers and storms scattered about in the evening, and the highest chance for rain will come early Saturday morning with some heavy rain, some small hail and gusty winds possible. We'll then have some periodic showers and storms on Saturday afternoon with temperatures in the mid-60s. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Texting while driving is a very dangerous form of distracted driving. Drivers who use handheld devices while driving are 4 times as likely to get into crashes that can injure themselves or others. Drivers of all ages simply don't realize the dangers that are posed when they take their eyes and minds off the road. Everyone needs to do their part. Help save lives. Don't text and drive. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Mike here with Brown Shoe Fit in Marion. What kind of shoes can we help you find? Athletic, running, walking, every day? At Brown Shoe Fit, we have them from top brands including Hey Dude, Brooks, New Balance, Echo, Clarks, and Hoka. Sizes up to 15 in regular and extra wide widths. The professionals in our store will help you get the right shoes with the right fit. Come find the pair you're looking for at Brown Shoe Fit on Twixtown Road at Collins Square. Honestly, it's like having your own store.
Daughtry. Heavy is the crowd. The Dearly Beloved Tour. The multi-platinum, multi-award winner returns Saturday, July 23rd, McGrath Amphitheater. With special guest, Blackstone Cherry. Tickets on sale now at creventslive.com. Daughtry. Live.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Mike from Williamsburg is the winner of our final pair of tickets to the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library. Get some swag as well as a pair of passes to see the exhibit featuring the relics from George Papa Bear Halas that will run through November the 6th. Do yourself a favor if you're a football fan. even if you're not, stop on by the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library and visit anytime, especially between now and November the 6th. We've got also between 4 and 6 today with the Todd Brommel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. They've got Shinedown tickets for you to win. They went on sale this morning at 11 o'clock. You can find out more information at kgymradio.com. But they will be here with Jelly Roll and John Harvey to the Align Energy Powerhouse Tuesday, September the 6th. Your chance to win tickets coming up between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock with the Todd Brommel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. Congratulations to Mike. Williamsburg had a good day with Mr. Weisskopf. He had a good day in the high jump, the sophomore who's already given an oral commitment to play his college football at Iowa in a few years.
Yeah, he's apparently a good one. Mike, enjoy that trip into Cedar Rapids to see that exhibit. A lot of good restaurants down there in the New Bow area. Hope you can frequent them. And now, how else was Czech or Slovak?
Czech.
He was Czech. Okay.
Czech American. And that's what the reasoning behind it.
Okay.
That's where we got that from. 319-366-1600. Can talk some more draft here. And just to throw it out there, just to have some fun here with the draft today. Love to hear from everybody out there. And thank you, 8186. They won the tickets the other day. What is your team? How'd they do last night? And if you want to just throw it out to us, best and worst draft choices that your team has ever made. Have you ever thought about that, Mark, for the Bears?
Not recently, because it happens very often.
Which one, good or bad?
Bad.
We have been on the Chiefs have been on a uptick for the last handful of years. Now, prior to that, terrible. Terrible. But I cannot complain over the last 5 years or so.
You know, at the time, I was really excited about Willie Gault, getting a speed guy at wide receiver. I'd have to look back on his career, but I don't think he amounted to a great deal, did he?
Willie?
Yeah.
He was pretty good. He was pretty good. He did certain things very, very well. Get behind defenses, catch the ball. Now, was he consistently great? No. But I think he did some good stuff.
Yeah, he did have 44 touchdowns, but I'm not sure how many of them with the Bears. But
hey, he was on a Super Bowl winning team, Mark. Super Bowl winning team out there. 86-42, no doubt saying what a lot of Packer fans are thinking. Worst Packer pick ever was Tony Mandrich.
Absolutely. I mean, he went number two overall, and he was a can't-miss guy. And I remember covering an Iowa game at Michigan State and walking into the Michigan State locker room and almost bumping into Tony Mandrich. And at the time, I had never seen a larger man. Well, but now he has steroid
I know why.
Issues, but that was a guy I would not want to tangle with. But he had a very brief career.
He did. He did. Was not a good draft choice. Was not a good draft choice in there. Cyclone Tim's got a great one here. Worst Viking pick? Let me ponder that. I'm a Christian man, so I won't swear out loud about it. You read between the lines there, Mark?
Kinda.
Yeah. Christian Ponder. He's saying.
Bears drafted a running back out of Colorado named
Rashawn Salaam. The late, great Rashawn Salaam.
Yeah.
Well, won a Heisman Trophy, too.
He did.
At Colorado. And just never panned out as far as his NFL career is concerned. It's just because you're a great college player does not translate that you're going to be a great NFL player or vice versa. There have been some above average, but not standout college players that have become great NFL players. You know, and not that Cooper Kupp was a stiff or anything in college, but Cooper Kupp was not, you know, the second coming of Lynn Swann or whatever.
No.
Coming out of college. And he is a superstar now. I still think was the MVP of the league last year.
Bears have not drafted very well at running back. Curtis Enos didn't amount to a great deal. The Bears once drafted Cade McNown in the first round, quarterback.
And Mitch Trubisky.
I wouldn't put Trubisky in the same category as McNown, but
Tony and Anamosa, Sam Ponder has had a better NFL career than Christian Ponder. Very, very good out there. 3:45 here on the gym class. Probably Breece Hall tonight is the lone Iowa tie to be selected in the second or third round tonight. I mean, is that a stretch for Dane Belton tonight to go into third?
You know, I don't know. I'm going to be interested to see where Charlie Kolar goes because I think he could go really quality tight end.
Yeah. Once that tight end train gets started, I think you're going to see a lot of them go.
Yeah.
And he could get his name called tonight. I think it'd be a third more than a second, though.
Yeah.
But I think Iowa State gets the train going tonight a little bit with this terrific senior class that they have had. And, yes, as it has been pointed out on many different Twitter accounts today, Iowa State ran the streak to 50 years consecutively without a number one draft choice, which is number one in college football, I guess, in a category you don't not want to be number one in. Indiana with 29 in a row, by the way, is second, 29 years in a row.
0835 on the text line. As a Packer fan, I was not surprised we didn't take a wide receiver in the first round. Love the Wyatt pick, but still not sure of the Walker pick until we see him on the field this fall. But this might have been the worst wild first I've ever seen with all the trades after one another.
Packers are going to get their wide receiver tonight. They will get a wide receiver tonight. Yet to answer Adam the Mason's text to us, is Rodgers going to have to throw to himself this season after Sammy Watkins goes down with an injury? Yes, you can bet your bottom dollar Sammy Watkins is going to get hurt at some point during the season.
What's wrong with Lazard?
Well, is he there? He is there, right?
That's a good point.
I'm not sure if I don't follow the Packers closely enough to know, but I should know that. Let us know, Packer fans. Lazard's still there. Cajun Troy weighing in. Morton Anderson, the Saints' best pick ever. Fourth round, 1982. I would have to say you're not going to do him a whole lot better than that. Remember when, can I throw this out? I believe the Saints also, as their worst draft choice in a franchise probably loaded with bad draft choices, I believe the Saints were the team that took Russell Erksleben in the first round, a punter who never panned out. So Morton Anderson, yay. Russell Erksleben, not so much. Not so much. Out there. Yes, we did, says Cajun Troy. She remembers that one. He was the barefoot punter, right? That was back in the days of barefoot kickers and punters.
Out of Texas, is that right?
True. Lazard is there. Thank you, 9185. And he will be an All-Pro next season. Hey, you know what? Lazard right now is number one. They got a good tight end as well, but Lazard's numbers are going to go up, I think, big time. Even with Sammy Watkins in there, because I think Lazard right now, at this point of his career, is a better receiver than Sammy Watkins is. And, you know, Sammy Watkins has a ring. So, my thoughts.
Still out there. What happens to Deebo Samuel? What happens to Baker Mayfield? Who am I forgetting? Those two in particular.
Those are the two
come to mind. Yeah.
Big ones. Baker Mayfield, I think the dust will clear a little bit more after the second and third rounds coming up tonight, because if there's a team that has... It's not going to take a quarterback in those two rounds tonight that had a quarterback change. You may see somebody like Baker Mayfield go there. That is one big linchpin tonight, I think, as far as the second and the third rounds are concerned.
Still property of the Browns.
Correct. Correct. 319-366-1600. So we come your way here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. About 10 minutes prior to 4 o'clock, Todd and Alex coming up from 4 until 6, and they've got those Shinedown tickets coming up for you to win between 4 and 6 coming up this evening. We're going to take a break, come back, and we'll have more of the Gym Class program for this Friday. Stay with us. More to come after this right here on KGYM.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Menards carries the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking. It's the best choice for all of your outdoor projects. Right now, all AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking is 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through April 30th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Shine down in 3, 2, 1.
Cut the cord!
The hottest rock band in the universe. Shine Down, Planet Zero World Tour.
You're on Planet Zero.
September 6th, Alliant Energy Powerhouse.
It's about to get...
With special guests, Jelly Roll and John Harvey. Shinedown. On sale now at creventslive.com. Planet Zero, out July 1st.
Mark Cuban, love him or hate him, he's a game changer. Take the Mavs, only 2 losing seasons, or him turning 10 grand into 5 billion. He sees ahead of the curve, literally a baller. So when he makes a move, you watch. And he has found a new market with a global value of $1.7 trillion. And here's the cool thing. We can all get a piece of that action. Up until now, it's been locked off only for billionaires. But now all we need is a smartphone. It's not betting. This is way more impactful. Check it out. It's called Masterworks. They've already got over 360,000 members on their platform ahead of the curve, just like Mark Cuban. Our listeners get priority access, so they skip the wait list. Just go to masterworks.io and enter the promo code Greeny. See important Regulation A disclosures at masterworks.io/CD. That's masterworks.io, promo code Greeny. Masterworks.io, promo code Greeny. There's no guarantee of profits, and investing includes risks of loss.
Back with you in the Gym Class here at KGYM as we wrap things up on a Friday edition of the program. The NFL draft dominating things this weekend. Tomorrow, NBA playoffs continuing. The NHL wrapping things up this weekend as well and getting ready for their playoffs to get underway coming up next week. Closer to home, Iowa baseball against Nebraska. That is a big series over in Lincoln. They are just getting underway, trying to beat the weather coming in over there. As forecasted to be a rainy evening and a rainy morning. Anyway, between Nebraska into the state of Iowa. So hopefully get those games in this weekend. Tough to make them up. And hopefully we'll see if Rick Heller's team can continue. It's a terrific play. And I know Spencer talked about this a little bit on Spencer on Sports, but the team right now that's on a roll is the UNI softball team.
Mm-hmm.
For Coach Jacobs up there, man, alive. 18-1, I believe their record is in the Missouri Valley Conference. And as usual, that team is just chock full of local Iowa players. And that's good to see.
That's a heater.
That's a heater. Mm-hmm. They are on one right now. I got baseball this weekend as well. Coming up on Sunday, we will have IndyCar racing for you, the Grand Prix of Alabama from Barber Motorsports Park outside of Birmingham, 11:30 for you in all of our frequencies, and then Sunday night baseball as well coming up on Sunday night. Back to the NBA playoffs on Monday. As the ESPN has just announced, they will have game 1 of the Western Conference matchup I know Phoenix, I got to see who they're playing here. Phoenix in game number one will take on Dallas. As Dallas ousted Utah last night, that's the 1-4 matchup. Miami and Philadelphia will be playing their game one coming up on Monday night as well. And that will be the early game, but ESPN will just have that late game coming up at 8:30 on Monday night. So I got the draft dominating things as far as the weekend is concerned, and we'll talk about that coming up on Monday. PGA Tour, the first edition of the Mexico Open. Is John Rahm still out in front?
Yes, he is. I thought we'd get through the show without mentioning the PGA Tour because the Mexican Open is an awful field.
This is not a good field, but hopefully it'll get better. Yeah, hopefully it will get better.
No offense to any, though.
No, and John Rahm should win this thing. And if he wins, does he go back up to numero uno in the world golf rankings?
Be number one in Mexico.
Well, true, but I mean, does he go back up to number one? And I think he might, but we'll have to wait and see on that. Tampa on the clock, but we'll see if they keep that. We'll see if Breece Hall goes there. We'll see if Breece Hall goes to the Houston Texans. If they stay at the fifth pick tonight in the second round, Mark, your Bears get to pick tonight. They get to play Indianapolis, Atlanta, Cleveland all get to play draft tonight. Let's see. What
else? There were eight teams that didn't have a draft pick last night?
Correct. Chiefs will pick twice in the second round, midway through the second round, and then at the end of the second round as well. So we'll see. We'll talk about that. Free agent signings coming up on Monday as well. Going to talk baseball, attempting to do that on Tuesday of next week. Caddy Smack coming up on Wednesday. Our friend Barry Abrams. By the way, Kentucky Derby week next week. The Run for the Roses, the first Saturday of May coming up. And hopefully the weather will turn. And we'll talk about the Kentucky Derby with our friend Barry Abrams coming up next week. That's always good.
That's always fun. Hopefully we're efforting Sean McCarty of Brown Deer Golf Course in Coralville to join us on Wednesday's edition of the Caddy Smack. Sean, of course, will be playing in the PGA Championship later this month.
Yep, and hope, like you said, we're hoping to have Sean coming up with us on Wednesday. I wanted to get this in as well as this just coming out within the last hour or so, and now Jeff Johnson putting it up on Twitter reminding me about it. Adam McDonald is leaving Xavier as their activities director, and interestingly enough, is going to Ankeny to become their activities director. The same path that Andy Umpthin took, going from Xavier to Ankeny, and now he is leaving Ankeny, and now Adam McDonald is going from Xavier to Ankeny. Does that all make sense to you?
Got it.
All right. Very, very good. We will be back with you coming up on Monday. Todd and Alex coming your way next. Mark, have a great weekend. Stay dry.
You as well. I will, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
All right. Draft. Rounds 2 and 3 coming up tonight for you at 6 o'clock right here on KGYM. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you Monday at 3.
Stop buying tickets without rewards and start getting more from the only ticketing company that rewards you for buying Vivid Seats. Buy 10 tickets, the